company with God. Jesus warned us about the perils of the times we live in. Matthew 24:12. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. He also said that the desire for other things, the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this life, would also choke the life out of many believers. Mark 4:18-19. One of my biggest heartbreaks is to see someone who has been greatly impacted by the Holy Spirit's power and ministry slowly become a lukewarm believer. So the question for the worker in his harvest is, how do we keep our passion for Christ hot without falling into striving? Or for those of us who have a Mary of Bethany heart, how do we sit at the feet of Jesus and not become irresponsible and lazy? It has to do with the ground, literally, what we are grounded in. If you have ever done any gardening, you know how important the condition of the soil is to the success of the garden. Jesus revealed a lot about the ground in the parable of the sower. The soil is the condition of our heart. It can be hard, shallow, thorny, weedy, or healthy soil. What makes the soil of our heart healthy? So that we are fruitful over all the changing seasons of life. Fortunately, it is clearly spelled out in the scriptures. What I have discovered is, regardless of whether I am sitting at the feet of Christ or laboring in his fields, my passion for the Lord himself and the things that are on his heart flourish when my heart is being cultivated in these three following graces. 1. Love, Ephesians 3:16-19. If we are going to know and experience the fullness of God, then we must be rooted and grounded in his love. A few years ago, I stopped putting energy into loving God, others, and myself. I redirected myself to receiving and knowing his love experientially, and it made a world of difference. I have never loved God, others, or myself so much, and I am not even trying. Everything in the spiritual world works through love. Galatians 5:6. Number 2, faith. Colossians 1:23. Paul tells us clearly that we must continually be grounded in faith, otherwise we will drift from the gospel. We should kiss the feet of the word of faith stream in the body of Christ. We may not be right about everything, but they are right about the high value of a heart full of faith. Everything in the spiritual world is assessed by faith, Romans 5:2. His faith is available to all of us, Mark 11:22. And number 3, truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. I am a Holy Ghost believer, but at the same time, I am big on doctrine and theology. A lot of our messes are created because of a wrong belief system and practice. Our believing rules us. We do not rule our believing. Only the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, can reveal right doctrine and theology. The greatest protection from deception is to receive a love for the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. God has placed us in the earth to be sentinels of the truth. Mark 13:9. Folks, with all that is going on in the world, if there was ever a time to tend to the garden of our heart, it is now. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.